you have your Bible, turn this morning to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16, the Bible says in verse 13, it said, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that Thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. And He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, on the great I am. On the great I am. As we look at this, we see Jesus, and He takes His disciples up to the very furthermost point of the Jewish land development, and He begins to ask them questions. And I believe you could see even over in the Panias, in the place of Pan, the place of wickedness, where such has been. And He begins to ask them these questions. And we see this discussion that takes place here with Him and the disciples. Do you ever think about how God likes to speak to you, how He likes to have discussions with you? And you say, well, preacher, I've never heard Him speak to me in an audible voice. Yeah, but I know His Word has spoke to me many, many times. Amen. His Word speaks to us, and He tells us things, intimate things that about the love He has for us and concern He has, and how that we can cast our cares upon Him because He cares for us. And I was thinking about ever since Wednesday night when Charity was talking about how God cares about the little things, amen? Sometimes we wonder if God cares about the big things in our life, the things that happen to you and I, but I'm glad that God cares, youngins, about the little things. The little things in our life is concerning to God, amen? He thinks on those things. He will help us in those things if we'll just let Him. So we begin to see the discussion here and begin to see the disciples as our Lord begins to minister to them and to question them. And He asked the question, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So He gives them a hint there when He says, I, the Son of Man, am. Amen. Said, who do they say that I am? And they say, well, you know, some say that Thou art John the Baptist. Amen. John was a preaching in the wilderness like a wild man. Amen. Lifting up the name of the Lord, proclaiming the kingdom to come. That the kingdom had come, praise God. And He said, there's one here that, praise God, that walks among you, you know not. Amen. Praise God. But He is the one that came to save old sinners. He said, well, some say that you're Elias. Amen. Or maybe even Jeremiah, that old weeping prophet. Maybe they'd seen Jesus cry and weep because of compassion that He has for sinners. Amen. Amen. He said, one of the prophets. Amen. And they said, well, this is discussion. This is who people say that you are. There's a lot of different ideals about who people think you are. I wonder today, who is the Lord Jesus Christ in our life today? Who is He in the day and hour that you and I live? Who is this man Christ? I want to say, praise God, He's my Lord and my Savior. He's the supreme God of my heart, praise God, that loved me enough to come and die for my sins according to the Scriptures. And I'm glad He didn't stay dead. I'm glad He got up victorious over death and the grave so that we could rise up with victory in our hearts, amen, because of what He has done already for us. Amen. But we see this discussion, we see it playing out, and the Lord asked them this basic question, who am I? Amen. He said, who am I? Amen. He said, He had already told us that He was the great I am. Amen. Amen. Before Abraham was, He said, I am. Amen. He is the great I am. He's that one that came from God. He's a part of the Trinity, part of that Holy Trinity of God that came down to you and I. And He asked this question of them to find out, to see where they stood in the world in which they lived at that time. I wonder if Christ asked us the same question today, how would we answer? Amen. I tell you how I would. He is the Son of God. Amen. So Peter answers here, praise the Lord, and answered and said, that Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's who He is. That's who He was, and that's who He is today. He's still God the Son. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we appreciate that. Amen. He is that great I am. He's the one that can take care of all of our situations. He's the one that we can cast our cares upon, knowing that He does care for us today. He cares for you. He cares for me. A lot of times the devil will come along and this whole body of, you know, we give the devil credit for a lot of things that he don't do. The devil's not omniscient. He's not omnipresent. He don't know everything. He can't be everywhere all the time. And sometimes we give the devil credit for things that he has nothing to do with. A lot of times it's just our old flesh that rises up and discourages you and I. Just our flesh. Our flesh is a discourager, especially when we get some age on us. You know, we think, well, you know, Lord, why me? Well, Lord, why not you? Amen. Because we come into this world and we're just passing through. We're pilgrims. The Bible tells us that we're sojourners passing through, headed for somewhere else. Me, myself, I'm headed for a city whose builder maker's God. I'm like Abraham. I'm just camping out here for a little while because God's gave me an opportunity, and I'm headed for somewhere that's far better. A land that's far better in a little while is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a place that Jesus has gone to prepare for me. And he said, if I go to prepare a place for you, he said, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. I'm looking for that also place, that awesome place. At wondrous place that he's going to prepare for me. Amen. How do you know? Because he is the great I am. Amen. Great I am has made me a promise. And the thing about him, he's the ultimate promise keeper. Amen. He keeps his promise. He's never reneged on a promise. And he said he'd give us great, exceeding precious promises in the Word of God. And we can take and we can already accredit them, put them everyone in the bank, praise God, because Jesus said so. Hey, a lot of people don't believe that today. There's a lot of people that don't believe the Bible. Amen? I believe this Bible is God's holy word. It's authority to men's life, praise God, that helps us and leads us. That if we get back to the Word of God, get back to the Bible, but you know what it's going to take? It's going to take some fundamental Bible-believing churches like this in the edge of the National Forest, way up in the woods, praise God. You and I getting a steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Word, praise God, and let it speak in our hearts and take us through the great I am to the place that He'd have you and I to be, glory to God, so that one day in a little while we can be alive. Light in the darkness and the light. The darkness comprehend it not, but I'm glad there's coming a day when the light can shine forth brighter than the noonday sun in the hearts of darkness, and that light will overcome and prevail. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. You say, preacher, how? Because if I didn't, I'd just quit and go to the house. I'd have gave this up a long time ago if I didn't believe that Jesus was the great I am. I mean, he's that one, praise God, that can make a difference in our lives. So they have this discussion. He says, who do you say that I am? And Peter makes a proclamation here that thou art the Christ. Not a Christ, but he said, thou art the Christ, the anointed of God, the one sent from heaven, praise the Lord, the Son of the living God. I mean, the Holy Ghost of God has a pretty good way of pinning her down, don't he? He doesn't leave any room for error, any room for misinterpretation, because he pins her down and says, that thou art the Christ, the anointed one of God, that one sent from God, the Son of the living God. Amen. What a blessing. I'm glad I know him today, ain't you? Amen. But we see here in the Word of God, we see this thing, the great I am, and he's prevailed before us. He's shown us who he is, praise God. He is that way of salvation. And as we look at that this morning, I was thinking on this week, how we need to understand and we need to know and we need to jotted down in the tablets of our minds just exactly who Jesus is, the power that he has as the great I am. Amen? The great I am, the power and the influence that he has on our life. If you look at Colossians chapter 1, Colossians chapter 1, the Bible tells us about the magnificence of the Lord Jesus Christ, the salvation of the Lord. Amen? There's not a salvation in any other. Amen. Brother Rox was talking about in Sunday school that there's a lot of people saying all these different ways to get to heaven. But the Bible, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. He's the way to heaven. Amen. If we're going to get there, we'll have to go through Jesus. But he tells us how, praise God, through the great I am, how we can come to a place that's far superior to anything we have in this world. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9, we have to go back to there to read this in order to pick up the story and understand where Jesus, where Paul is taking us through, that he could show us the great I am. Amen? If you go back to chapter 9, verse 9, and you begin to read it, all the way over through here, this is just one continuous sentence with some punctuation in it. It's like Paul gets to preaching kind of like I do, gets to teaching and instructing like I do sometimes, and he forgets to tell you, he just kind of takes a breath and just keeps it going. Amen? Praise the Lord. I like it. I like it when it gets to come and suffice, praise God, that you can't give it out. Amen. Praise God. It just gets so good. It just seems like it piles up and God just a blessing pouring out. And you know what that is, youngins? That's when you pull up under the spout where the glory comes out and the God just begins to pour out on you until you can't contain it all and it begins to run out. But I like it when it runs out here because it seems to want to run out on somebody else. And then they get their cup full and they begin to run out on somebody else. And next thing you know it, praise God, the Lord just showed up. He's manifest himself. He's blessed us in such a magnificent way that everybody gets a little bit.
Amen.
Amen. That's the God we serve today. He ain't going to leave nobody out.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. If you'll come to ask God looking for a blessing, praise the Lord, you'll run. You'll go out of here with a cart full.
Amen.
Amen. Just need to bring your wagon. Amen. Just bring your wagon expecting to fill it up. But Kevin, that's what he'll do. He'll fill it up, praise God. Piled up, heaped up, pushed down, running over, glory to God. Amen. But he says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 9, he begins to lay this thing out, shows us our salvation. Now, salvation, I don't care what people say, salvation is of the Lord. I told you a while back, I talked to the lady, she was talking about how good she had to be. Amen. And we need to be good. It's time to do right right now. But we can't do right without the Lord Jesus Christ. A fellow said one time, said, well, preacher, you need to live it. I'm going to say you can't live it without the liver. Amen. You know, without your liver, you'll die in just a little while. You'll turn just as yeller as a pumpkin and die and go out of here without your liver because it takes all the toxins out of your body. I want to say Jesus Christ, your Lord, in your heart, praise God, He becomes your liver and He takes the toxins and the badness and the old hatefulness out of your body, praise God. Shit gets rid of it, expels it, casts it free of forgetfulness, never be to remember no more, praise the Lord. If He don't, we shouldn't. And we ought to just lift up the name of Jesus, giving Him praise for all that He does for us.
Amen.
Amen. Because He is good. Praise the Lord. But he says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 9, he said, for this cause we also, now he's talking about declaring the love in the Spirit. He's talking about that love. Brother Rex hit on this this morning about declaring the love in the Spirit. He preaches my message before I ever get up. Amen. But he was declaring the love in the Spirit of God. And he says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Where do we get understanding from? Where do we get wisdom from? From God. Amen. If you're going to get it, you might as well go to the source, right? Now, I'm not putting down schools. Schools are a good thing. It's where we go to get extra knowledge. Now, you got Malachi and Alice and Blake. Some of these others are going to school, going to college. They're getting a degree, amen, beyond their high school. It's good for these kids to go to school and learn to read and write and do arithmetic. That's what we used to do. They're not doing that no more. We're raising up some of the dumbest youngins ever was because we got away from the basics.
Amen.
You say, Pastor, I wouldn't say that. I know that's why God called me to. Amen. We need to get back to the basics, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Just teach them truth. Tell them about the history, praise God, of this world, this great nation in which we live. I won't say it's still the greatest nation in the world.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And we can just lift up the name of the Lord, praise God, get Him fixed as part of who we are. Amen. Make Him first and foremost in our lives, praise God. And we could make America what it needs to be again. Amen. Praise the Lord. By getting Christ back in our schools, by getting Christ back in our home, by getting Christ back in our churches. Amen. And we get that knowledge through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said that verse 10, that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. So he said he brings us to a place of increasing in our wisdom. Amen. You can be smart and be dumb as a rock. I know a lot of people that's smart book knowledge, but they don't have a lick of common sense. I'd rather take somebody that has good common sense and I used to train people and workers and mechanics, and you could take somebody that knew it all, had been to school and had lots and lots of book learning, and you couldn't hardly teach them a thing.
Amen.
Amen? But you could take somebody that had been grown up and been around things, and you could take them and instruct them, and somebody that would listen, somebody wanted to learn, and you could show them, and just a little while, you could have them doing the work. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, what we just need the fundamentals, praise God, of godliness. And he said, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Amen. It's a joy. It ought to be a joy to seek the Word of God. It ought to be a joy to hear the Word of God. Amen. It ought to stir in your hearts. You say, well, preacher, it don't. It just convicts me. Amen. Well, get to the old cross, find you an altar somewhere, bow down, say, Lord, forgive me a sinner, and help me to understand, help me to receive that you, with thanksgiving, that you have for me, and help me be encouraged in the Word. You know what happens when we get encouraged in the Word? We become encouragers. Amen. Edifiers, uplifters of the brethren. Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that's what we have here in this place. Amen. He said, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Amen. He said the light's been turned on. It's better than Motel 6. He said we come to a place where the light's turned on. He said we may have been made fit or partakers of the goodness of God. Amen. Because we love what He's given to us, because we desire the things that He has. He said, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness? Who's the power of darkness? Satan. The devil. Demons of hell. Praise God. That's who are the powers of darkness. And hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. Now, note that word hath there. That's past tense. He took us out of one place, and he's put us into another place. So we're not partakers of that old darkness no more. Amen? He said we're partaking now in the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ. The love and the hope and the help that He shows us, that He showed us. He said that's what we have today. To show others. And it just gets better and better. As Bill, you say, gooder and gooder. Amen? It just gets better and better all along. Praise God. And we just trust the Lord because we know that He is that marvelous light. He said, hath translated us in the kingdom of His dear Son. How do we get there? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Without Him, we missed it. In whom we have redemption. Now, it's delivered by, that means to be delivered by payment. Who paid the price? Jesus, amen. He paid the price. Without that, He said, you're still in your sins. But because Jesus has paid the price, we put our faith and trust in Him. He said, whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. You say, preacher, there you go again, preaching old bloody religion. He says, without the shedding of blood, He said, there is no remission. Amen. Well, there has to be a shedding of blood to give us remission, putting away of our sin. So the Bible here, verses 9 through 14, it tells us about the plan of salvation that God gives us. Amen? And boy, what a marvelous plan it is, and it's all in the Lord Jesus Christ. But He not only tells us, He shows us the salvation, but in 15 through 19, He shows us the Savior. It'd be hard to have a salvation if you didn't have a Savior. But ain't you glad God, through His Holy Spirit, praise God, He not only shows us salvation, but He shows us the Savior. Who is the Savior? The great I Am. The Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Savior of man, praise the Lord. He goes on in verse 15, He said, who is the image of the invisible God and firstborn of every creature? Amen? So He is the very image. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and are in earth. Visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and how? And for Him. Amen. Everything we see, you say, preacher, I thought God created all this for us. He did, but He created all of us for Him. Amen. He created you and I for Him that we might give Him glory and praise and worship today. The great I Am. Amen. See, He had preeminence in it all. He had preeminence in physical creation. Amen. The Creator, praise God, has the preeminence, right? Amen. He's the one that made it, praise God. He's the one that put it in there. But not only was it just preeminence, but it was pre-existent. Amen. He was not only preeminent, but He was pre-existent in all that He done. God, believe it or not, God had a plan from the beginning. Amen. He had a plan, a perfect plan, praise God, that He initiated, praise the Lord, for His glory. That we might see Him. Every time I look around and see these mountains, and I love these mountains, amen? Now, the coast is okay, and I like to go to the beach every now and then and see the waters go out and come back in. And it's an amazing thing how God allows the oceans to come to a point, and He goes, and they stop, and they go back out. And boy, that's just God. I can see it all over the place when you go to the ocean. Amen? How God does that. I see God in creation. I see God in what He's done, what He's allowed us to see. And boy, these mountains, brother, they ain't nothing like them. Amen. Flatliners said, boy, I like them old flat plains. Okay, you can have those, but and they're all right too. I like to see those great old big cornfields. I guess I'm a farmer at heart. But poor God, praise God, I just love what God is able to do. Amen. He was preeminent in creation, praise God, but He was pre-existent in it also. Look what He says in verse 17. He said, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Now I want to just linger right here just a minute and look at this verse, because it tells us about the great I Am. It tells us about the Lord Jesus Christ and all His magnificence. Amen. That there's none other like Him, because He tells us Himself. It said He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Now the Bible tells us right here that, number one, that He is. He and He only is. He said there's none other. If you notice, there's no other names in there. There's no other leading in there to think that there was somebody else that was a happening. Right. Amen. Because God, the great I Am, praise God, He knows exactly what's needed. And praise God, He puts things in place the way He wants them to be. Ain't you glad He does that in your lives too? He puts people in places. He puts people in your life, in your path. Amen. It just turn out to be a blessing to you. That comes along, gives you encouragement, shows you where you're at, where God would like for you to be. Amen. There's a lot of times in my life, praise God, I've seen where I'm at, and I know, and somebody comes along, and you know, I think I'm clicking along pretty good, but somebody comes along and says, you know what, you're doing all right, but you know what God would like for you to be, where God would like for you to do, you know what you need to try to accomplish, and God might get the glory out of your life, and boy, I thank glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I thank God for the times that I've sat in under old preachers and old men of God, and they've preached to my heart through the precious Word of God and said, you know what? God said, today's a good day just to move on up closer. He said, the great I Am is the saying, come hither unto me and I'll help you. Come hither, let me show you all the goodness I've got for you, how much I love you, praise God, so that you can reciprocate that love. Amen. We're living in a world that needs to reciprocate love. Take the love that God gives us, amen, and pice it out in a liberal fashion. Amen. So we see that He said, and He is. He's the one and only. He's the only one that is, praise God. He said, all else is created. Amen. The great I Am, Bible says, is. But everything else is created. Amen. Ain't that amazing? Now, God Almighty, praise God, lays her at it. He says, it's not really that hard. Now, I know these folks, and you may believe in evolution, and that's okay. You have a right to be wrong, but God didn't just cast something out there, throw something up, and bang, it happened. Amen. And I want to say their own science don't really play out good, because in order for something to happen, there has to be something in the beginning. There was something that caused a big bang. And they can't explain that what come together and where the Big Bang come from. I want to say I can explain it all according to Genesis 1 and 1. He said, in the beginning, God, and bang, there it was. Amen. I'm glad I have that knowledge. My faith is in Him. My faith is not in men. My faith is not in science. If I'm going to prove science, I'm going to look at the Word of God, because God's Word is real. And it has a way, praise God, of proving exactly what God said happened in science. Amen. If I can't find it in a book, praise God, I'm not going to believe it till God shows me. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we see Him, we see God. He said it, and He is before. Now notice this word before. Before, in other words, in the order, it was an order of existence. Amen. There was an order of existence. Now Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. What He done, He got a hold of the order of the existence. Amen. The order of existence is through Jesus Christ, our Lord, praise God, and all things were made by Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Amen. I'm glad I'm not responsible. Brother Bill, I wouldn't want to be responsible for the weather for one day. I wouldn't want to be responsible for the weather for one day because I'd mess it up. You say, well, preacher, I'd like to be. Yeah, you'd mess it up too. Amen. Because your plans ain't God's plans. Amen. See, when I would be trying to do the weather, I'd say, Lord, if you just pour out some rain. But see, I don't know that poor farmer down the road who's been praying that God would hold off the rain one more day. Amen. So he can get his hay in. Amen. You got to have opportunities. Praise God. God gives us windows. Windows of opportunity. Even in the weather, praise God, and we can use those windows for His glory. Amen? But we see that He is, and He was before in existence. He always had been. Amen? We see that in the Word of God. In Genesis chapter 1:1, He said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Amen? God, in the beginning. Amen? I don't have a problem with that, do you? I wrote my Bible right there, I believe. And I believe it all the way through Revelation, praise God. I believe everything in here, praise God, it was done, God did it. Amen. He continues to do it today. The order of existence. Amen. He was and He is eternal in all of His goodness, praise God. He's an eternal God. And we see it in Genesis. We also see it in John chapter 1, don't we? The Bible says in John chapter 1, it said, in the beginning was the Word. Now I got a hold of that the other day, but I had me a spell. Amen. It didn't just happen to be. It just didn't take place. He said, but in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. I don't have a problem with that, do you? Amen. The great I Am stepped up, praise God, and He took control of it. Amen. Before creation was, praise God, there was eternal things in heaven that was already settled. And God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, praise God, were part of the beginning.
Amen.
Amen. I don't have a problem with that. He said that at the Lord Jesus Christ coming to this earth, praise God, He said it was a plan for that. Because God knew men were sinners and that they knew they'd need a way of escape, a way to get back to God. So God Almighty made a plan and a purpose, amen, that He could bring them back unto Himself. We see that in Micah chapter number five and verse number 2. We see how God had a plan for the Lord Jesus Christ. But He says, but thou Bethlehem, Ephrathah, that though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall He come forth unto me, that is to be ruler of Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. I'm glad, praise God, I've got a God that have been. Amen. He has been, always will be, praise God, and He'll continue to be throughout eternity. I'm glad I don't have a God I have to worry about wearing out or getting frail. I'm glad I've got a God that's the same yesterday and forever that's there to help me, praise God. Give me the assurance and the confidence I need, praise the Lord, because He was the same in past eternity and He'll be same in future. To eternity, and praise the Lord, we can put our trust in Him.
Amen.
All my trust and confidence is in the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. Why? Because He's the creator, not only creator, but the founder of this thing, the supporter, the upholder of it all. Amen. He said, and He is before all things, and by Him all things, now watch this, consist. Amen. Consist. In other words, He's that upholder. Now that word, this is the only place that word consist is used in the Word of God. Amen. It's the only place that God is so stringent about, so animate about it that He puts this word here. And that word literally means to stand together. It means to strengthen. It means to be in fixed or permanent state. Amen. I got to thinking about that, makes you chuckle a little bit when you think about all these people that's talking about climate change. Oh, you can see it all around us, climate change. And it's a serious thing. We need to be advocates for our environment, for our kids' sake. Amen? We need to be advocates for our environment. We need to take care of what God's given us, just like we take care of our home, because it's a gift from God. We ought to take care of it. You don't keep it up. Amen? But to think that we can destroy something that God has created. Amen? He says here that all things consist, and I said God's holding it together. God's got it. Amen. What we need to do is get back, Brother Lynn, to trust in God. You know, they said that we could do, starting today, we could do away with all carbon emissions, get rid of all of our carbon footprint today, and in 2050, it would only make a difference in our climate of less than 0.004 degrees. 0.004. I don't know if I could even tell the 0.004 degrees. Now, you give me about 10 degrees of increase, and you know, it'll be affecting me. But 0.004 degrees. Well, preacher, that's something. Yes, it is, praise God. And God knows exactly what it is. Amen. He knows exactly. But you know, also the Bible teaches that there'll be a days of summer and there'll be a days of winter. He said heat will rise and heat will go down. He said there'll be a time of cooling off and there'll be a time of warming up. God said it'd be like that. Why do we doubt God? Amen. Scientists are saying now and in the next few years there's going to be a cooling down period. Because they said they've got the notice in the flares from the sun are less intense than they've been and for the last few years. When those flares calm down, then we begin to, the earth don't get as much of intense heat from it and we begin to cool down. Imagine that. God happens to know where we're at and knows what we need, so He starts changing tanks. I mean, glory to God, I've told you before, it's amazing to me. I've never seen no fuel truck pull up, hook up to the sun and fill it up, but it's been shining for thousands of years. I praise God because God put it there and He said, son, you shine, praise God. You shine, you reflect off the moon, praise God, that they'll have light at night and you shine on that little, glory be to God, that little speck of dust we call earth, glory to God, and you take care of my people that I'm going to claim for myself. Amen. I don't know what you, that excites me. Because my God is in control. The great I am is in control. Praise the Lord. He said He's it's fixed and it's permanent. It's that it consists, all things consist in Him. Amen. That means to be held together. And to be held together not just sporadically, but to be held together in unity. Now Rex was talking about that this morning, about the church and how God holds it together, how He gives us unity. Amen. Why? Because the church consists in Christ Jesus. Amen. It's made steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord, praise God, because of a consistency of our Lord. Now, if the Lord was inconsistent as we are, we'd be in trouble. Amen? I mean, He might decide like us, and you know, it's Sunday morning, He might decide He just don't want to get out of bed this morning. You know, I worked hard all week, boy, I'm tired. Worked hard Saturday, and I'm just tired. I'm just going to lay in bed on Sunday morning. I'll just not go today. What if God was like that? Well, Brother Bill, we'd be in a mess. That's why I'm just not going to give up and get up and take care of none of this today. But amen. Praise God. He's consistent. The Bible says He's consistent on. He's constantly holding things together. He put it together, and He's holding it in place. It never gets out. It never gets out from under His hand. It never gets out from under His control. You know, and we freak out sometimes and we think, oh my goodness, Lord, don't You know what's going on down here? Don't You know what I'm going through? Of course He does. He knows exactly where we are. And most of the time, before we even ask Him, He's already working on it. Amen? Sometimes, you know, I go out and visit. Sometimes, Lord, will put something on my heart. And I'll say, okay, Lord, and I'll jump in the car and I'll head a different direction. And all of a sudden, when I get there, it's just like the Lord's already went before me. He's already touched in the situation. Praise God! And God's already begun to work in that situation. Amen. And when you get there, you say, thank You, Lord, because it's just Him. He's already got. He knows what's needed. And so He said He's kept. It's kept in a present state. Amen. It's not something that's fleeting. It's not something that's a hit and miss. But praise God, it's consistent. So we have the Lord Jesus Christ, the great I Am, in existence. We have Him in order. We have Him in the arrangement of a situation. Amen? A certainty, it's certained by His power. His power is what holds it all together. We got people that need things today and in situations life. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is what will come in and hold it and put it together and hold it together. Yeah. Amen. Without Him, amen, we're fickle at best. But with the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He can do the things for us that needs to be done. Amen. It's unsurpassed in anything that we could imagine. But if we, without the Lord Jesus Christ, just think if that consistency wasn't there, if it was unsupported, what would happen? Things would begin to fall apart. Things would become nothing. It'd be like it was in the beginning. Amen. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. That's where we'd be. But He said, God Almighty, the great I Am, praise God, has put it together. And He said He's consistently holding it together. I want to say, church, just listen, that the great I Am will consistently hold us together if we'll let Him. Amen. If we'll, an old preacher told me one time years ago, he said, preacher said, as pastor of church is loving on people, he said, sometimes you have to come apart so you don't come apart. Amen. Sometimes you have to come apart. Sometimes we have to come apart from this old world so we don't come apart. And what we have to do is we have to go to the great I Am. We have to trust and cleave to Him, praise God, because He has all the answers. I don't have all the answers this morning. Hey, listen, I don't even know all the questions. But God does. God does. The great I Am knows. He said, Peter said, Who do you say that I am? I'm going to ask you a question this morning, church. Who do you say that Jesus the Christ is? Amen. Who is Jesus to us this morning? Is He the great, is He your great I Am? Or is He another? I want to say this morning, church, He's my great I Am. Amen. He's the one that He's my Savior. He's my Lord. He's my Shepherd. Praise God. He's my Chief Shepherd, my Master Shepherd. He's the guide that I have for my life. He's the one that shows me the way. Amen. And it's a good way. I ain't got no complaints. It ain't always easy. But praise God, it's a good way. It's a satisfying way. One day in a little while, praise God, the great I Am will call me up to Himself. He said, come on, said, your place is ready now. Amen. You know, when I go out to eat, I like to eat, you can tell. And I go out and you know, you put in your name on the list, and sometimes you have to wait. And you, especially hard when you know you're hungry and your belly's a growling, you haven't eaten all day and you've worked hard, and you're waiting on that place to be opened up so you can come and dine. One day in a little while, the great I Am. As He's going to say, Brother Rex, He's going to say, your place is ready. Come and die. Amen. Come unto Me, all you labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He'll say, come away, my fair one, my beloved. Come away. And boy, what a day we're going to have when the presence of the Lord, the great I Am. Amen. He's made it possible. Amen. He is our salvation. He is our Savior this morning. He's the only one. Praise God, make a difference. That's what Peter said. He asked Him, and He said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen.